T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, folks. I think it was last week. Jahan Dotson wrote that kind of an open letter to Commanders fans, to the Commanders Nation, whatever we're going to call this thing. We'll figure all that out. And we read the whole thing. And it was really impressive. I kind of thought it was like a goosebump thing. I've been telling anybody to listen, it's been a really good couple of days to be a Commanders fan because they got this deal done with Terry McLaurin. Terry's one of the most impressive football players I've ever been around, both his ability on the field to make big plays, to do the dirty work, all of it, and then just the person he is off the field is just super impressive.
Yeah.
Terry agreed to a new contract on Tuesday. I would expect a press conference next week. I think they'll wait till after the 4th. So that's something to keep kind of on your radar for next week. But Terry has since come out and put a letter out on his social media. And it's kind of long, so I'm not sure I'm going to read all of it, but I'm gonna give it a go because I want all Commanders fans that haven't seen this. Because the problem with social media is those that are on it a lot kind of believe that is the universe, but the vast majority of people aren't on it and are unaware of it. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that. So this is a letter from Terry McLaurin. Playing in the NFL is a blessing and something I will never take for granted. From the moment I stepped foot on the field as a 7-year-old to now, I continue to respect the game, play it the right way, and leave everything I have on the field. I love the grind and the process of getting better. Team accomplishments and goals have always far exceeded individual ones. From the day I was drafted, I've had the singular goal to win a Super Bowl with this franchise. This is on my mind every day when I walk into the building. While I am both humbled and ecstatic about this contract, it motivates me to work even harder. I understand and embrace the responsibility that comes with signing this extension. To whom much is given, much is required. There is no other place I would rather be or fan base I would want to represent. As with any life-altering achievement, nobody accomplishes it alone. It is impossible to thank everyone who has made a tremendous impact on me and my journey, but I need to thank a few specifically. I am thankful to serve a God who has granted me endless grace and mercy. He is the reason I am standing here today. Without him, I do not know where I would be. I'm excited to see what he has in store for me and how he will use my testimony for his goodness. I'm thankful to my mom, dad, and sister Mia for their countless sacrifices, for being there every step of the way and never wavering. They have been my backbone, and I am blessed because of their selflessness. The best is yet to come for our family and extended family. I love you. My girlfriend, Caitlin, who pushes me to be the best version of myself each day. I am excited to continue this journey with you and see all God has for us. Our growth together cannot be quantified. I'm blessed beyond words to have you in my corner. You are truly special. I love you. Sounds like a young man about to get married, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. It sounds like that.
All right, I'm going to keep going here. I want to thank the Snyder family, Dan and Tanya Snyder, Coach Rivera, the front office, and the whole organization for believing in and trusting me to be an ambassador for this organization. I do not take this responsibility lightly and will continue to strive to be my best each day on and off the field. Thank you to my teammates and coaches, both past and present, from Cathedral High School in Indianapolis and the Ohio State University in Columbus, to the locker room and winning Commanders culture we are collectively building in the DMV. My success is a reflection of the traits cultivated in these locker rooms and environments. I've been fortunate to form lifetime relationships and friendships. Thank you for pushing me to be the best teammate, leader, and competitor I could be. I cannot wait to work even harder. And of course, thank you to our amazing fans. I cannot thank you enough for all the ways you have supported me since the day I was drafted to Washington. You are truly one of a kind. Every opportunity to represent you brings me absolute joy. There is a proud history here in Washington. From the Chance to the Hogs, I do not take any of it for granted. I know together, we all can bring the Washington organization back to the upper echelon of football and reestablish a winning culture. That journey begins now. You demand it, you deserve it, and we will do our best to make it happen. One day at a time, together, through hard work and dedication. See you this fall. HTTC, gratitude, peace, and love, Terry McLaurin.
And when you hear that, you totally believe he means it.
Every word.
And it's all pure. You know, I think that's the thing about Terry, and I think a lot of these guys can learn from him. The humbleness that he exudes, the way he carries himself. You know, I know a lot of guys get drafted and they immediately, like I've always said to see you, they want to run around sporting that silver NFL medallion, but they don't come with the same level of work, with the work ethic, the passion that he brings all the time. Give that and all that other stuff will come for you. So I'm serious. I'm totally happy and thrilled that he is back, because I believe that guy right there can be the catalyst to a major change in what's been going on.
The part where he says getting this contract motivates me to work even harder, I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't always believe it. I believe it with Terry.
Oh, yeah. Because he's shown it. I mean, that's the thing about it. He doesn't just talk it. He walks it. You know, and when I see it in a person, you've been around me long enough to understand. When I see something like that in a person where their walk is exactly what they say, and what they say, they go out there and they do, I believe in those guys. I've heard many, I've seen guys go before me and come after me and came while I was here. And most of them are full of crap. They say everything that they think you want to hear. But then as soon as you turn your back, they stop working. You know, they got all their workout gear on, and when you turn around,
They get all the pictures.
They turn around, they lay down on the couch, recline, they chill. But no, like people like Terry, you know, I remember, and the thing about the Super Bowl, remember we sat there, we were doing an interview with him, and I had my ring on.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what it's all about. I'm going to make sure we get one of those. And every time you can see he has that, that's his. He, you know, no matter, let's say, I don't know if the goal is going to be reached or not. I hope it is. But he has a particular goal that he's striving to get. And it's not about money or personal accolade. It's about him helping his team to win the big one. It says a lot.
Totally. I mean, I've been talking, interviewing, everything with Terry now for 3 years. I remember the first, I don't want to say big interview, but after his first game in the NFL in Philly, where they should have won, in case Keenum found him deep early in that game. I think he definitely had one touchdown. I want to say he might have had two, but his first game in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Third rounder from Ohio State, nobody really expected much out of. He had five catches for 125 yards and a touchdown. And we're waiting on the post game to get this kid on the TV show. And I remember his parents were in the tunnel. Because, I mean, it's your son's first NFL game. You want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And go back in time, folks. Come with me. That preseason, he didn't play much.
Nope.
And everybody's like, oh, this guy might be a special teamer. And Jay Gruden was like, nah, this kid could play. We're just kind of keeping him under wraps, basically. He explodes. Five catches, 125 yards, touchdown. He goes over to his parents, and I can just see the disappointment in his face. I can see how mad he is. His parents kind of console him. You know, hey, keep your head up. It's your first ever game in the NFL. You still had 125 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I see that happen, and then we get he's on set, and when we're doing the interview, and we're talking, and I'm like, Terry, I got to ask, you had a hell of a ball game here. It's your first ever game in the pros. What did I saw you speak with your folks. You know, what was up? And he's like, man, I had that one drop in the third quarter when we really needed it. Imagine, it's your first game in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You went 5 for $125 with a touchdown.
Yep.
And all he could think about was a drop that his team needed.
Perfection.
In a loss. If that's not the attitude you want.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I was saying a guy of his ilk, they had to sign. You know, and that's a part of the reason why when you were saying this stuff yesterday, I said, well, I'm not going to give him a parade for it because this is what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And you watch him. He does everything you want a leader to do, everything a young person to do. And a guy like that can put that same mindset into the minds of a lot of guys coming behind him. A lot of times you see guys that we push as the leaders that all they do is cut corners. They do all of the short things and the wrong things, and all of a sudden you're wondering why the hell your team is not moving forward. Well, that dude right there does it the right way. And if people start following his suit, his lead, we can expect some things changing up.
Something that struck me as interesting, what would you think is the most popular win total bet this summer? Maybe a lot of people like the Bengals to win a bunch of games. Maybe people, you know, expect the Chiefs to fall back without Tyreek Hill. Maybe the Packers to fall back without Devontae Adams. It's never a bad bet to bet on the Rams. Those are the types of teams you would think you'd hear from. This one's going to surprise you. I'll explain next on B. Mitchell Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.